You're listening to SBS News.
The Queensland government has closed a quarantine hotel after six people linked to the accommodation contracted the UK variant of coronavirus. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says all six cases in the COVID-19 cluster who were in isolation were on the seventh floor of Brisbane's Hotel Grand Chancellor at different times during quarantine. All 129 people quarantining at the hotel have been moved to another hotel and tested for COVID-19. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says all staff who have worked since December the 30th will also be tested as a precautionary measure.
Then, given that the earliest there could have been any spread from that gentleman from the UK is when he arrived into Australia, into Brisbane, on the 30th of December, we're using that as our point going back to. So anyone who's been in that hotel since that time, the 30th of December onwards, whether they be staff, ADF, police, or health, or any of the guests, and the maritime services workers, maritime workers, we're asking that all of those people immediately get tested and go into quarantine for 14 days from when they left the hotel.
And Premier Palaszczuk says the rapid spread of the infectious variant in the UK is a reminder to Australians about just how devastating the virus can be. She says it's important for authorities to do as much as possible to prevent the spread of the variant in the community.
Well, we're learning more and more about this virus every day, and it is a completely new strain. So it is highly infectious, and I just think everybody in Australia needs to be aware that things are not as normal as they were under COVID. It's really stepped up to that next level.
New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired case of the coronavirus, which is a child in a household of existing cases. At least 26,800 people were tested, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's a welcome improvement from previous testing numbers. A couple from Mount Druitt have also been connected to the Barala cluster through genomic testing, but the source of the infection is yet to be identified. Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chant says at least another 3 weeks is required to fully stop outbreaks in the Northern Beaches and Barala. The comments come ahead of the rollout of a vaccine starting late February, with Ms. Berejiklian urging people to think about accessing it.
I certainly will be taking it when it's made available to me. But I do want to stress that whilst those conversations are occurring, once the vaccine rollout is occurring, we still need to be COVID safe. Just because some people in the community, whether it's a small number or a larger number, have the vaccine does not mean that the rest of us can relax. Quite the opposite. All of us have to maintain our COVID-safe lifestyle.
Meanwhile, Australia's chief medical officer has rejected calls to pause the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine, insisting it is completely effective in preventing serious illness and death from coronavirus. Some doctors are concerned about the vaccine's efficacy rate, which ranges from 62% to 90%, depending on how doses are administered. The Australian and New Zealand Society for Immunology says the federal government should pause the planned rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine because it may not be effective enough to generate herd immunity. Speaking to the ABC, infectious diseases expert Associate Professor Michelle Ananda Raja says the government should look at all the options.
We don't believe, based on our current data that was released by AstraZeneca at the end of December, that 62% is going to be adequate to achieve herd immunity. Now that we have this other data regarding the mRNA vaccines, I do think that we need to finesse our vaccine strategy and pivot towards these more highly efficacious vaccines.
Other experts have weighed into the debate. Associate Professor Hassan Bali, an expert in epidemiology from La Trobe University, says decisions on which vaccines to use are not easy ones to make, but he supports the government's plan to roll out the Pfizer vaccine first for high-risk populations, with the AstraZeneca vaccine for all others, saying it meets the World Health Organization's criteria for an effective vaccine and can be produced in Australia to bypass global supply issues. Around 53 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will be produced in Australia, and 10 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be obtained from overseas. Federal Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly warns critics don't have access to all the available data, which proves the vaccine is very effective against severe disease and will save lives.
The World Health Organization, this was an agreement amongst experts, that their bar that they wanted all COVID vaccines to exceed is 50%. Now, all of the three vaccines that are, that have so far published their data in peer-reviewed journals, so that's AstraZeneca, Pfizer and Moderna, all show a very similar effect against severe illness. Basically, they're all extremely good against protecting against severe illness and death. So that's why I say that lives will be saved by the AstraZeneca vaccine. I have no doubt about that.
And former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has urged senior government figures to publicly call out Liberal MP Craig Kelly for sharing misleading information about COVID-19, as the controversial backbencher denied spreading misinformation. Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack and Health Minister Greg Hunt on Tuesday refused to criticise Mr Kelly after he posted the results of a study that said forcing children to wear face masks was akin to child abuse on Facebook. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.